Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we are learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Beis and Parak Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Barosh Echadashim Uvechula Shel Moed, Korin Arba, and Rosh Chodesh and Anchal Moed. Four people are called to the Torah. Ein Pochasin Mehen Ve'in Mosif and Alein. You don't have fewer than four. You don't have more than four Aliyos. Ein Raftirin Benavi. There's no Navi that is read as part of the Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. Haposech ve'achosim b'Torah mevarach lefano l'acharel. Once again, the one who begins the Kriyas Torah is going to, and the one who ended is going to recite their respective brachos, both before it and after. Zahaklav, this is the rule, called sheyesh ba musaf ve'enu yom tov korin arba. On any day when there is a musaf that would be brought as a karban, and nowadays a tefillah that replaces the karban, but is not a yom tov, meaning on Rosh Chodesh, and chol hamoed, four people are going to be called to the Torah. By Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, there are going to be five people. Chamisha, five people are called to the Torah. B'Yom Kippurim, Shisha, on Yom Kippur, six people are brought to the Torah. B'Shabbos, Shiva, and on Shabbos, seven people are called up to the Torah. Continuing, as we discuss further a little bit about reading the Torah on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, in Pochas and Mehen Aval Mosif and Alein, but you may not have fewer than the number of readers that we discuss, whether it's 5, 6, and so on, 7 on Shabbos, Umaftir and Benavi, and we read in Pochas and Mehen Aval Mosif and Alein, that you may not have fewer than the number of readers that we discuss, but you may have more than that, not a problem, Umaftir and Benavi, and we read a Haftorah on those days as well, Haposech Ve'achosim B'Torah Mevarach Lefano La'acharel, the one who begins the Kriyas Torah, and the one who ends it is going to make the brachos both before it and after it, while the other readers do not say either bracha. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah is going to teach us that the obligation to read from the Torah and Nevi'im may take place only in the presence of a minyan. Together with this halacha is going to give us several other mitzvos and activities that may also only be done with 10 men with a minyan. Says the Mishnah, in Porsin and Shema, you can't divide the Shema. If 10 men arrived in the shul after the group had recited Kriyas Shema and they missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu, which may be said only in the presence of a minyan, they can still only recite those tfilos. One of them says on behalf of the others, Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the first of the two brachos that are said before the Shema. This is described as dividing the Shema because they say only one of those two brachos. Continuing in the Mishnah, vein over lifnei ateva, the chazan may not go to his place before the aron and do chazar sashat, say repeat the shemona esrei, vein nosin es kapeh, and the kohanim may not lift their hands and do birchas kohen and blessing everyone, vein koren batori, you can't do kriyas haTorah, vein maftir and benavi, you can't do read the haftorah, vein osin ma'amin and moshe, you can't observe the practice of standing and sitting when carrying a person who died to the cemetery. Vein omrim birchas avelim, you can't say the mourner's blessing after the burial. V'tanchumi avelim, you may not form a row to offer comfort to mourners after the burial. Birchas chasanim, you can't say the sheva brachos at a wedding. Vein mezamnin b'shem, you can't make a zimun with Elokeinu, with Hashem's name. Pachos me'asar, all of these things cannot be done unless you have 10 men. You need a minyan for all of those things. Uvekarkos, when someone wants to buy land that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, Tisha v'Kohen, its value must be determined by 10 men, 9 of whom can be ordinary Jews, and 1 of whom must be a Kohen. V'Adam Kayotze Bahen, a person who vows to donate his own market value to the Beis HaMikdash must have his value determined in the same way by 10 men, including a Kohen. Quick review, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis taught us, number one, that on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, four people are called to the Torah. You can have less than four people, and you can't add more than four aliyos for Rosh Chodesh and for Chol HaMoed. There's also no Haftorah on those days. The one who begins the reading of the Torah and the one who ends the Kriyas Torah says the bracha again, Asher Bachar Bano, and then Asher Nasan Lanu. The rule is, the Mishnah teaches us, any time when there is a Musaf Karbon that was brought, but it is not a Yom Tov. Again, that's Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Four people are called to the Torah. On a Yom Tov, there are five people. On Yom Kippur, there are six people. And on Shabbos, there are seven people called to the Torah. And the Mishnah said that even though these are the amounts of people, five people on Yom Tov, six on Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos, regardless, you can add, even though you can't have less than those aliyos on those particular days. So sometimes you have an achar and you have an additional aliyah on Shabbos, there's a bar mitzvah, you want to give someone another kibbutz, you're allowed to do that. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel taught us, that there are a bunch of things that you cannot do with less than a minute. You can't divide Shema, you can't do Chazaras Hashatz, you can't do Birchas Kohanim, you can't do Kriyas HaTorah, you can't have Half Torah, you can't stand and say when carrying a dead body to a cemetery, you can't do the various brachas after burial for the avelim. You can't do the make the rogue offering comfort to those who are mourning. You can't have sheva brachas. You can make a zimun with Hashem's name with less than 10 men. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that when someone wants to buy land that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, its value must be determined by 10 men, not if it must be a kohen. The same is true if someone's trying to assess his own value. That also must be done with a minion of people, one of whom must be a Kohen, the other nine could be regular Jews. Have a great day.